Gelid temperatures bring Ukraine to her knees. Christian Aid Mission enters a new phase of growth. And medical aid revives Ethiopians physically and spiritually. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A severe cold spell in Ukraine has prompted the United Nations to give $100,000 to aid Ukraine's homeless after over 150 people died from the cold. The country is unused to the Siberian-like temperatures. Things have come to a standstill, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The government's had to shut down schools and colleges and nursery schools, and the Danube River, which flows through Eastern Europe, is a really important river for shipping and commerce, and completely frozen over ice jams. And then when that happens, you've got flooding that will take place, and you've had heavy snows that have caused power outages.
The grains froze, too. Food will be a problem in the near future. Griffith says they're assessing a response.
Rather than shipping containers over, we basically raise funding. And what we do is we help the churches purchase the aid they need overseas, and then they distribute it to the families in need along with a loving gospel witness.
Next, in the region where Sudan and South Sudan's borders touch, there's an eerie familiarity in crisis. It's starting to look and feel like Darfur. Without food and medicine, the harsh conditions mean that roughly 1 in 7 in South Sudan dies before the age of 5. Kids Alive International's partnered to provide a safe haven for the street children. They're raising more funds to expand their home. In each case, the kids are not only rescued, but they're also introduced to Christ. We have more details online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Few celebrities seem to really know Christ, but imagine their impact if they did. All of that fame could be used for the King. The 2011 Daytona 500 winner, Trevor Bayne, is doing just that. He's been able to team up with E3 Partners to share his faith over the year, so says John Humphreys.
It's about a two-hour event that features 5 to 6 and even more of the current NASCAR drivers coming together, sharing their faith, and then meeting the public and signing autographs, and there's bands that are involved. It's a really neat outreach event.
This year's Daytona 500 NASCAR race is on Sunday. E3 Partners has created an event bringing not only Bayne, but also several other drivers together to share Christ with their fans. This Friday, the E3-sponsored Finish a Winner event will take place on Daytona Beach.
Trevor has really taken it seriously to go ahead and to share his faith when he has the opportunities, and he's going to be doing that again this year.
Pray that those who come to see their heroes this Friday will walk away changed. Find details about attending the event at our website. Meanwhile, Christian Aid Mission made a big announcement this week at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Randy Vaught has been named Christian Aid's new president and CEO. He pastored a church for 30 years and sat on Christian Aid's board for 16. He says there's little he'll change short term, but the focus in the office will shift.
We're putting together a vision for Christian Aid and where we want Christian Aid to go, focusing on God's power.
Vaught hopes to revive the spiritual climate in the office in particular.
We want the light and the life of Christ that is in our staff members and in our donors to shine to the nations. In other words, we support indigenous missions. And we want to make clear you don't have to go overseas to shine the light and life of Christ that is in you to other nations around the world.
Pray for this ministry, and you can learn more at our website. And medicine plays a pivotal role for missions in Africa. International Aid partners with other ministries to bring both physical and spiritual healing. In Ethiopia, the Munsung Christian Medical Center is one of those. In the past year, International Aid has provided supplies and materials needed for the facility to grow. There are challenges to working in the region, though, so pray wisdom for the leaders as they seek to bring glory to the name of Christ in Ethiopia. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? Well, so you can use it, or you can tell your friends the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. So how do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call us, 1-800-995-4828, or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Ruth Kramer.